You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. At the Capitol, Democrats propose a safe summer package of gun safety measures. Four bills mirror provisions pulled from Governor Tony Evers' proposed budget by Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee. JFC member Senator LaTanya Johnson calls them common sense.
Universal background checks. 87% of Wisconsinites agree with that. 48-hour waiting period, red flag laws, and we missed an opportunity to do something about ghost guns.
Physicians were on hand at the Capitol Tuesday to support a safe summer package of firearms bills. Dr. Sophie Kramer of Madison notes suicide accounts for most gun violence deaths in Wisconsin and nationally.
Research tells us that those at greatest risk of suicide by firearm are older men in rural areas. In Wisconsin, suicide is taking the lives of our veterans, our farmers, and even our law enforcement officers.
Guns are the leading cause of death for children in Wisconsin and nationally. Dr. Kelly Snooks is a pediatric critical care physician at Children's Wisconsin.
As a doctor in the pediatric ICU, I have seen it all. I've seen the young teenage boy that was killed by a firearm-related suicide. I've seen the young girl that was killed when another child accessed an improperly stored firearm and accidentally shot and killed her.
Democrats proposed universal background checks on all gun purchases, reinstating a 48-hour waiting period on handgun purchase, red flag laws to allow law enforcement to take guns from persons deemed a risk to themselves and others, and restrictions on so-called ghost guns. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced the launch of a free online database of public government documents in an effort to promote transparency. According to a press release Monday, the goal of the database is to give residents all the information they need to stay up to date and hold the government accountable. The public documents include things like executive orders, pardons, and a variety of other official public records. They will also be able to order certified copies of the documents for a fee directly from the website. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is making sure families that rely on free school food programs won't miss out over summer break. Amanda Cullen with DPI says the agency has an online service to locate those free meals near you.
There's a summer meals finder that if they put their address in, it will show the sites that are near them. And then they can contact the sponsors to find out, you know, the dates and times that they're offering meals.
You can find out more and find that program online at dpi.wi.gov. A bill to provide a film tax credit in Wisconsin and establish a state film office has moved out of a Senate committee. Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says the state has lost out on a lot of opportunities because productions don't want to film in the state due to a lack of film credit. Sayers says the department has heard from plenty of producers that they'd like to film in Wisconsin, and now is the time to get the bill made into law. The bill would allow companies to apply for a 30% credit equal to cost of salary or wages for Wisconsin residents working on productions. It's now ready for a vote by the full Senate. A Madison group wants to help all first responders in the state connect with children in crisis. Lisa Hale has more.
When there's an accident, fire, an arrest, or situation that puts children in crisis, calming them, distracting them, oftentimes falls to the first responders. Kate Mann is the executive director of Reach a Child in Madison. Her organization supplies first responders with bags filled with books to help them connect to children in crisis.
And this is a way that we can help to comfort them and also distract them, take their mind off of the crisis at hand. A stuffed animal, which can comfort in its own way, that doesn't really distract from the crisis. But when we can get them engaged in a book, that really help to calm them down.
Reach a Child applies for grants and seeks donations at reachachild.org to cover all costs.
Speaking as a first responder, you know, our budgets are pretty tight and we don't have extra money to spend for books to hand out to kids in crisis. So this is a wonderful tool that's provided to first responders free of charge that they can use in a proactive way when they encounter kids in crisis.
About 350 first responder groups have Reach a Child tools. Mann says it's her goal to get the bags to all 600 first responder organizations in Wisconsin. I'm Lisa Hale.
Bond is set at $2 million for a Milwaukee man charged in a fatal head-on crash in Ozaukee County. Prosecutors say a car driven by 34-year-old Ace View was traveling at nearly 100 miles an hour on I-43 near Port Washington on May 26th when it slammed into the vehicle carrying an Utsburg couple and their adult daughter. 56-year-old Jay Horn and 53-year-old Nicole Horn were killed and Alyssa Horn critically injured. He was charged with two counts of first-degree reckless homicide.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the state legislature continue to argue over who controls the federal funding distributed to the state during the COVID-19 pandemic. The state Senate Committee on Government Operations, Labor, and Economic Development held a public hearing. Over $171 million of interest that was generated by the pandemic relief funding. Republicans claim the money now belongs to the state and is under the legislature's control, while Governor Evers argues it is federal and under his control. Negotiations between Governor Tony Evers and top Republicans have hit a wall. Key GOP leaders said talks had reached an impasse despite what they called good faith negotiations. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux and Budget Committee Co-Chair Senator Howard Markline said taxpayers simply can't afford the governor's spending priorities. In response, Evers said he kept his end of the bargain, backing tax cuts for the middle class and retirees, but Republicans wouldn't budge on his calls for child care, education, and funding for the UW system. Wisconsin has the largest budget surplus on record, according to an analysis from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. Wisconsin's top election agency is under federal scrutiny from the Trump administration. Federal funding for voter education and poll worker training could be on the line. The U.S. Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division issued a sharp warning to the Wisconsin Elections Commission in a letter yesterday, saying the agency is out of compliance with federal law. At issue, the DOJ says the commission lacks a proper administrative complaint process, a recruitment under the Help America Vote Act, or HAVA. Wisconsin Elections Commission is a bipartisan body established roughly a decade ago by former Governor Scott Walker.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
A Brewers win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-1 victory over the Reds yesterday. They won the series 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with lefty D.L. Hall and his three-inning performance, allowing just one hit to get things started.
Yeah, I think he's since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher, at least he showed today. That's some very capable hitters over there.
The Brewers open a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the Padres. In men's college baseball, UW-Whitewater beat the Messiah Falcons from Pennsylvania 21-5 to clinch the Division III College World Series. It's the third time Whitewater has won the national title. Basketball, game one of the NBA Finals tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder host the Indiana Pacers, led by Therese Halliburton, a graduate of North High School in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Lots to see this weekend in the theaters if you need a break from the beautiful weather. The biggie is From the World of John Wick, Ballerina, the latest installment in the John Wick franchise. Ana de Armas will carry the torch from Keanu Reeves as the franchise's protagonist. The plot of the movie is there will be violence, vengeance, insane stunts, and people will die horrible deaths, and it will be awesome. At the time of this reading, Wes Anderson's The Phoenician Scheme opens this weekend, starring Benicio del Toro. The film is getting a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're in the mood for an exorcism or Al Pacino, check out The Ritual, a film where two priests with different backgrounds join forces to save a young girl. No reviews in yet. And finally, a movie with sharks and serial killers yes please. The film is Dangerous Animals and a story about a surfer who is abducted by a shark-obsessed serial killer. Yeah. 84% on RT. Let's go to the movies. The Hunt for Osama Bin Laden is a ratings jackpot for Netflix, but not to be outdone is The Hunt for Michael J. Fox's Guitar from Back to the Future. The film is about to celebrate its 40th anniversary in just a few weeks on July 3rd. As you may remember, Michael J. Fox's character, Marty McFly, famously played Johnny B. Goode at the Enchantment Under the Sea high school dance. Fox rocked the crowd with a red Gibson, which was never seen again. The team of guitar-searching showbiz mercenaries includes Fox, co-star Leah Thompson, Christopher Lloyd, who played Doc, and rock star Huey Lewis. They all appear on camera in a new documentary called Lost to the Future. You too can be part of this manhunt, as they are making an appeal to the public to help in the search. Anyone with leads on the guitar's whereabouts can call 1-888-345-1955 or send a message to www.losttothefuture.com. Critics love The Pit, and so does George Clooney. The medical drama starring Noah Wiley, who also executive produces, is a hit for the streamer Max. Not that it needs help, as people are flocking to it, but it's never a bad thing when you get a celebrity endorsement from your pal George Clooney. Clooney and Wiley starred together on NBC's hit medical drama ER in the 90s. Clooney appeared on Late Night with Seth Meyers and heaped praise on his pal Wiley. Audiences seem to love it, so if you like medical dramas, check it out. If you like golf and comedy, there is a new show starring Owen Wilson you should probably check out. The episodic is called Stick and tells the story of Wilson, who plays a washed-up pro golfer who is given another chance by coaching a talented up-and-comer. Check out new episodes of Stick, which drop Tuesday nights on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers or a thunderstorm with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.